I can't believe it's Big Game.
Max Obama. That's the new way, Max Obama. Yeah. Max Bloomberg, baby. Greece got the good goon music. Fire up the doom ship. Ooh, shit. Huh? Yeah.
BGC. We all we got. Welcome back, y'all. Big Game, no shorts. As usual, let's get into this crypto. Episode 75. What up, my guys? First topic, y'all, we're gonna hop into CoinDesk. Now, the article states that new technology will have institutions lining up for crypto. The zero-knowledge E3 and virtual machine enables real-world asset tokenization on a far greater scale, says Colin Butler at Polygon Labs. It also states that 2024 will be the year transforms traditional asset management. Institutional investment in blockchain technology has been anticipated for years, but that is about to become a reality. Key capabilities, particularly the development of zero-knowledge E3 virtual machine, or CKEVM, are capable of enabling tokenization of the real-world assets and setting the stage for fundamental transformation of the global financial system. Institutions need mainnet-level security, infinite scalability, and massive liquidity potential. With the advantages in developer tools, mathematically proven security measures, the necessary components are finally assembled to fulfill this promise. This will learn and turn and lead the mainstream blockchain adoption. Next topic, y'all, we're going to hop into Yahoo Finance. Now, stating that article says that Texas crypto company sues the SEC for overreach on digital assets. It also says that a Texas crypto company in the industry sued U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission on Wednesday, saying the regulator has overstepped its authority and is asking the judge to rule that the digital assets traded on the exchange are not securities. Fort Worth-based crypto company rejects and lobbying crypto group Freedom Alliance of Texas claimed the SEC has asserted jurisdiction over the industry without a clear statutory mandate. Legit said it seeks to run a cryptocurrency platform called Legit.exchange. The company formed last year said it plans to list the digital assets, including those the SEC has deemed securities in the lawsuits against Coinbase, the largest cryptocurrency exchange in the U.S., and Binance, the world's largest crypto exchange. Legit wants the court to rule that the listing pre-existing tokens will not violate security laws. Says that we wish that launching our business instead of filing a lawsuit. But here we are, LeJex co-founder Mike said in a statement. Before we move on, just want to make sure y'all definitely subscribing to the channel, following the IG, Threads, X, hop into that link tree, hop in the chat. Like I said, we got everything in motion, man. Definitely when it come to crypto, man, y'all definitely tap in for the charts, entry plays, what's pumping, what ain't, what's dumping. Big Game, let's get back to it. Get money in crypto. Money in crypto. 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 Next up, y'all, we're going to hop into NFTnewstoday.com, and it's giving a little game on MetaMask. It states that MetaMask enhances user protection with real-time alerts on lending chains. It also states that MetaMask has announced its expansion of security alerts feature, now set to become the default transaction alert system for extension and mobile users across various blockchains. Developed in collaboration with BlockAid, the enhancement introduces an added layer of privacy by ensuring transactions remain confidential without being shared with third parties while providing essential spam alerts. A initially launched in October 2023 as an experimental feature for extension users on the Ethereum network, these security alerts have paved the way for the rollout across additional networks. MetaMask anticipates that the integration will protect assets valued at hundreds of millions of dollars annually. Last topic, y'all. We gonna hop into Avalanche, one of my favorite tokens. Now, the gang from this is coming from NFTNewsToday.com, and it states that Avalanche and Sports Illustrated joins forces for NFT ticketing. It also states that NFTs are taking the world by storm with the unique ability to represent ownership of a one-of-a-kind item. And now the iconic sports media brand Sports Illustrated joined the NFT craze with a new ticketing platform, Box Office. It also states that Avalanche, a popular blockchain network, recently announced its acquisition of a stake in Sports Illustrated Tickets and becomes the official blockchain provider for Box Office. The partnership will bring about a new revolution in the way tickets are bought and sold. With the help of blockchain technology, individuals can easily set up paid or free events on Box Office. Big game. And that'll do it, y'all. I want to thank y'all for tapping into the Big Game and Crypto podcast. Everything crypto, you know it, no shorts, none of that. You want the fees, everything to scoop, you know where to tap in. Big Game and Crypto chat live as we speak. Dope and charge in there on the regular. But we in the candle effect, man, looking for that guy candle. Shout out Mike's Max Kaiser. You heard? Big Gang, man. No shorts, man. Episode 75. Till next time, man. Y'all be safe. Big Gang.
I don't know shit about crypto, but I keep hearing about this BGC podcast.